If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Okay, so in our studio now is Christine Coriano. She is a Corps officer with the Salvation Army and the Oak Brook Terrace, representing the North and Central Illinois Division. Christine, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
I should probably say Captain Coriano.
Oh, you can call me Chrissy. That's fine.
Does it have the same ranking as I would recognize in the Army? What's the order of...
It does. Lieutenant, Captain, Major, and anything above that is by promotion only.
How about that? Mm-hmm. So after enough years of service, you get a promotion? Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, you get to
up
Major.
To a point.
Yeah, at 15 years. So we are not quite there yet with the Salvation Army.
And then you got to be good at it. And there needs to be a need where you would be promoted to.
Absolutely.
What do you do for the Army?
I am a Corps officer, so that means we oversee a local community center and church within the Oak Brook Terrace community. We actually serve all of DuPage County and some of Western Cook as well.
Oak Brook Terrace is an affluent area.
It is. We hear that a lot. We have heard so many times, why does Salvation Army have to be in Oak Brook Terrace? And I'm going to tell you, John, need does not know a zip code. Need is across every zip code, no matter where you live.
So describe the people that use your services, which might be different than the people that attend your services, mm-hmm. but who takes advantage of the Salvation Army?
All people. So it could be your neighbor. It's the single mother trying to make ends meet. It's the senior who doesn't have enough support to put food on their table. It's the new family who has recently moved to the area. It's everyone.
You have a food pantry.
We do.
Do you have a day of pick up the food, or is it any day come by?
We offer food to the community every day of the week. Well, 5 days a week, Monday
and how does that
Friday.
Work? Does somebody need to show a need? How do they qualify for the
so
food?
So for food, we try to take away any barrier. So they can come into our office and say they have a need for food, and we are going to give them a food box Monday through Friday.
What's in the food box?
We try to give enough for groceries for a week so that they can maybe not pay for groceries and use that money to meet another need.
Non-perishable items, I guess?
Non-perishables, fresh produce, meat,
really? Yeah.
Everything, bread.
So you got a big cooler or something?
We
there.
Do. We
I know
have
this sounds
a large
mundane,
pantry.
But I mean, really, how do you house and then distribute this kind of stuff? That's a whole business, isn't it?
It definitely is. And our center is maybe not designed to keep food stocked all the time. And so we have created spaces to hold what we can. We partner with Northern Illinois Food Bank to order food. We rely on our community for food donations. Schools do donations to us. Our local church brings food in. We try to just meet the need as it comes.
And what's the budget then? Do you have a budget like a business does? Do you know how much money you need to provide the services?
We do. We try to get as much food gifted to us as possible. But in dollar amounts, that amounts to over $300,000 a year that
and
we are giving out.
I'm familiar enough with the Army to know that if the money doesn't come in, then the food doesn't get purchased, or the toys aren't acquired, or the staff isn't there to support the Army efforts. When we say give to the Salvation Army, it sounds nebulous, like, well, it's just this big pile of money and they'll be fine. But actually, they won't be fine if they don't get enough money. There are very real costs to doing what you do.
There are. And, you know, we want to be able to meet every need. Every person that walks in our door, we don't want to turn them away. We want to say, hey, we have enough for you. There is food for you. We can help you keep your lights on. We have a toy for your child at Christmas. The last thing we ever want to do is turn a family away.
So besides food, what else do you all do in service to the community?
We offer youth programs throughout the year. We run a summer day camp in the summer for low-income families. We have free music lessons. Free meaning free to those that participate in the music lessons, but definitely we have quality instructors giving those lessons.
The Salvation Army is the world's biggest musical instructor, right?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
So is it all brass instruments, or do you teach strings?
We teach strings as well. We have a strings track and a brass track, so young people, our youth, can decide what they want to learn. We have choirs as well, and even a praise band, so they can learn percussion, piano.
Mm-hmm. The Army also provides rehabilitation services. Do you offer those at your CORE as well?
We work with our local adult rehabilitation center in Chicago and refer to them to help us with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So people drop money in a kettle. If they did it at the mall there in Oak Brook, that doesn't necessarily go to you per se, or does it?
It does.
Really?
It does.
And when I make a donation, can I suggest a particular CORE or a particular service, or how does that work?
You can. When you make a donation, you can specify it to a specific location or a specific ministry. Otherwise, it's going to probably go to where your zip code is, because we like to keep money local. So if you're donating in your community, we want to keep the money there. Make a difference where you live.
What are some of those boxes I could check? Like food pantry. What would be another box I could
shelter. Providing for homeless sheltering or the unhoused, giving them stable shelter, youth programs. You could provide for emergency assistance, such as helping someone pay a utility bill or keeping their lights on, keeping them home in their home.
When you say unhoused, what do you mean by that?
I mean someone who doesn't have a stable housing situation. Sometimes we only think of homeless as someone on the street, and we put them into an overnight shelter. But being unhoused also means you're having to go from friend to friend's home because you do not have a stable place to live.
I know people who have had to live that way, and it's weird. I mean, some of them, as teenagers, would ask a friend, can I stay with you for a while? And maybe that family is kind enough to do that. So how do you get involved in that scenario?
We have social workers on site that we work with families that come in need. So we have a big thing is through our Pathway of Hope program, where we work with families to kind of break that cycle of poverty. So maybe their goal is to find stable housing, and we have a case manager that walks them through the steps so that they don't need our help anymore.
Mm. 773 texted in and said, please recognize the energetic dancing Salvation Army person at the Jewel Food Store at 375 Randall Road in South Elgin. He is awesome. I so appreciate some of the ringers who put a little more ring into it, you know?
I do too. I love it. I love it when I see that.
Well, I'm going to let you go, Christine, but I want to make sure I give you a chance to say anything else you want to our listeners. We've got a virtual kettle at WGNradio.com. We've got a big day coming up in a few weeks where we'll ask our listeners to make a donation. They can do it now, but we'll also offer prizes for donations of a certain amount. We've got some great WGN-branded things this year, from a deck of playing cards to a really nice winter raincoat. But you could make a donation right now. Just go to the John Williams Kettle at WGNradio.com. Any last word from you?
Yeah, I would just say every donation makes a difference. Every dollar counts. Every click on that virtual kettle, every dollar in a kettle outside a store, every toy given, every hour you give ringing a bell, it makes a difference and it will change lives.
Captain Christine Coriano is the CORE officer at the Salvation Army in Oak Brook, actually Oak Brook Terrace. Right off of 22nd, I guess, huh?
Yeah, 20 Summit.
You're on Summit, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
You're rocking that sweater, lady.
Thank you.